KD Country 94 weather.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Mainly sunny skies today with daytime highs approaching 93. Southeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Slight chance for storms. Tonight, lows level off around 61, partly cloudy skies. Highs level off around 91. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Right now, it's 84 degrees.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
I'm Rena Flores with 13 News. A former Shawnee County deputy has been convicted of charges levied during his time on the force. Dustin Zahn was fired after using secure law enforcement databases for unauthorized personal use, which turned into official charges of stalking, phone harassment, and official misconduct. Zahn was also a part-time officer in Silver Lake. He was suspended amid the allegations and officially terminated after Wednesday's verdict. And the Kansas Department of Agriculture has added Amur honeysuckle to the statewide noxious weeds list. Shawnee County's weed director says the county will spend the next year focusing on education before any removal is required. The weed department will also keep talking about eliminating it in county parks. I'm Rita Flores with 13 News.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exterior.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Cattle futures are higher, hogs, corn, and soybeans are lower. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Stein's devotion to innovation means you can count on them to provide you the best products, get you higher yields and more profitability. Stein has yield. Live life your way with Stein. Soybeans and corn are down, watching planting weather and seeing another round of liquidation. July beans are 18 and a quarter lower at 11.74 and a quarter. August is down 15 and three quarters, 11.74. July corn's 11 and a quarter lower at 4.56 and a quarter. September's down 11 at 4.63 and a quarter. Cattle are up, supported by the week's mostly sharply higher direct trade. June live's up 130 at 253.37. August is 147 higher at 247.62. August feeders are up 290 at 360.90. And hogs are down on demand questions. June's a dollar lower at 98.52. July's down 147 at 103.10. Brownfield.
Springtime is here, and that means it's time to get everything ready for the season ahead. Stop by Careers CarQuest Auto Parts in Beloit for the parts, service, and tools you need to keep things running strong. And if flies are already starting to bother your cattle, check out the Ranch Rebel 12-volt cattle fogger. It's self-contained and holds the spray to keep the flies off your herd. With a magnetic wand and a wireless remote, it's perfect for easy use right out of your pickup or UTV. Get ready for spring the easy way at Careers CarQuest Auto Parts in Beloit. Parts, service, and solutions that work as hard as you do. Call 738-3526.
Is your agricultural, commercial, or residential metal building in need of repair? Would you like to add on to an existing building? Call John with Singer Construction. John has a full line of metal building components for any job, from a single sheet of tin to walk-in sliding or overhead doors, windows, skylights, shutters, and much more. Call John for a bid today at 785-545-4494. From the simplest project to the most complex and continued service after the sale, trust Singer Construction.
another quiet day for direct cash cattle business, and cash hogs have no comparison at midday. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your Round Field Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity was quiet Friday following the week's light trade. For the week, dress deals on the north have had a full range of $400 to $415, mostly $410 to $415, which was $7 to $12 higher than the prior week's weighted average basis in Nebraska. Live deals in the south have ranged from $260 to $265, mostly $260 to $262, $3 to $5 higher than the previous week's weighted averages. Box beef was higher at midday with solid demand for moderate offerings. Choice up $1.41 at $3.88.86. Select was $1.62 higher at $3.90.62. At the Torrington Livestock Feeder Cattle Auction in Wyoming this week, there was a very large offering of feeder cattle as producers in that part of the country continue to face extreme drought conditions. There were several long strings of load lots. The market was active, but a lower undertone was noted. The USDA says the overall quality was good with a majority green and thin flesh. There were several new buyers both in-house and online. Medium and large one feeder steers, 669 to 686 pounds, brought $425 to $460. Feeder steers, 704 to 746 pounds, brought $405 to $436.25. Medium and large one feeder heifer, 707 to 740 pounds, brought $362 to $382. Cash hog prices had no comparison at midday at the major directs with moderate negotiated purchases. Processors haven't been very aggressive in their procurement efforts this week. There are ample supplies of market-ready hogs available, which continues to make demand a priority. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct had a weighted average of 91.87. The Western Corn Belt had a weighted average of 91.95. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are $3 higher at $69. At Illinois, slaughter sows were steady with moderate demand for light offerings at $47 to $59. Barrows and gilts were steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $47 to $57. And pork values were higher at midday, up 90 cents at $97.45. Hams, picnic loins, and butts were all higher. I'm Megan Grebner, Brownfield Ag News.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. Kansas softball heads to Norman, Oklahoma as the Jayhawks take on Michigan in the first round of the Norman Regional tonight. First pitch is scheduled for 5 p.m. Central from Love's Field, and you can watch the game on ESPNU. KU finished the season 35-19 and 14-12 in the Big 12, making its first NCAA tournament appearance since 2015 under then-head coach Megan Smith, when the Jayhawks were the number two seed in the Columbia, Missouri Regional. The Jayhawks' 35 wins are the most under head coach Jennifer McFalls and the most overall since that 2015 season. KU also set program record in conference wins with 14, home runs with 81, doubles with 94, runs scored with 360, and RBIs with 342. KU is 0-1 against Michigan this season, losing back in Tampa, Florida on February 8th, 4-2, despite having a 2-1 lead headed into the bottom of the sixth inning. Again, first pitch set for 5 p.m. on ESPNU. Kansas Information Network Sports. I'm Spencer Dupuy.
Coming up, it's your KDNS KZDY Sports Bite with John Bowden. Brought to you by Treb Construction in Tipton, your one-stop shop for construction, concrete work, and garage doors.
Wakanda Water, a division of Remus Plumbing in Downs. Whether you need salt, water, water softeners, or a new RO system, give Wakanda Water in Downs a call.
And Goddard Repair, specializing in semi and trailer repair on Highway 24 in Beloit. Proud supporters of your area athletics. And now for your Sports Bite.
The Beloit Trojan track and field teams delivered another impressive performance Thursday, May 14th at the NCAA League track and field meet hosted by Ellsworth. Competing against Ellsworth Lions, Minneapolis, Republic County, Sacred Heart, and Southeast Saline, the Trojans showcased depth and talent across the nearly every event as they prepared for next week's regional competition, which will be held at Matus Family Sports Complex in Beloit. The Beloit boys entered the meet seeking their 22nd NCAA League title since the league's formation in 1990. 1995. Although the Trojans narrowly missed the championship, they still posted a strong runner-up finish with 151 points behind league champion Southeast Saline with 166. Lions placed third with 70 points, followed by Republic County with 66, Minneapolis with 46, Ellsworth with 26, and Sacred Heart with 20. The Trojan boys earned 17 total medals, including 5 gold, 5 silver, and 7 bronze. Leading the way for the boys were 4 league champions. Henry Tice captured the pole vault title by clearing 13 feet. Gunnar Greer won the triple jump with a leap of 43.5½. Griffin Johnson swept his throwing events, winning the discus 161.11 and the shot put at 59.6. John Lomax added another championship in the javelin with a throw of 172.6. Silver medal performances came from Lomax in the pole vault 12.6, Gray in the long jump 28.5, Gavin Wright in the triple jump 40.25, Brody Linton in the shot put 55.1¼, and Jacob Hand in the 300 meter hurdles with a time of 41.77. Bronze medals were earned by Briley LePon in the pole vault 11.6, Hand in the long jump at 24.75, Steele Pruitt in the triple jump 36.25, Linton in the discus 148.8, Cross Kimmer in the shot put 53.35, and Parker Lund in both hurdle races with times of 16.58 in the 110 meter hurdles, 43.85 in the 300 meter hurdles. On the girls' side, the Lady Trojans continued their remarkable run by capturing their 23rd NCAA League Championship and 14th consecutive league title with 203 points. Southeast Saline finished with second with 123, followed by Ellsworth 96, Sacred Heart 60, Republic County 35, Minneapolis 26, and Lions with 13. Beloit's girls compiled an outstanding 26 total medals, including 13 gold, 7 silver, and 6 bronze. Bentley Pruitt had a tremendous day, winning the pole vault 10-6 and the shot put 40 feet 3 inches. Brecken Boudreaux claimed the long jump title with a new league record jump of 18.25. Dakota Gray also set a new league record in the 100 meter hurdles with a winning time of 14.98 and later added another gold in the 300 meter hurdles 46.86. The Lady Trojans 4x100 meter relay team of Autumn Lorenz, Gray Pruitt, and Addie Channel broke the league record with a winning time of 49.46. Scarlett Ledwig won the triple jump at 35.8. Samantha Thompson captured the discus with a throw of 127.4. Lorenz won the javelin at 127.1, and Channel claimed the 100 meter dash championship 12.79. Silver medals were earned by Vivian Thompson in the high jump 5'6", and in the 400 meter dash 101.94. Talon Bachover in the pole vault 9 feet. Lorenz in the long jump 17.9¼. Boudreaux in the triple jump 33.4. Samantha Thompson in the javelin 111.6, and Landry Linton in the shot put 38 feet. Bronze medal performances came from Britton Hilt in the triple jump 32 feet, Samantha Thompson in the shot put at 37.2, and the 4x400 meter relay team of Vivian Thompson, Addie Channel, Ellie Olson, and Scarlett Ledwig, who finished 14.12.65. Coach Ryan Isbell praised the effort and preparation shown by both squads throughout the meet. Quote, "Everyone competed very well," Isbell said. "All of the athletes did a great job of preparing, and we should be ready to compete at a very tough regional meet next week." The Trojans will next compete at the Class 3A regional track meet hosted in Beloit on Thursday, May 21st. Field events are scheduled to begin at 1 p.m., running preliminaries at 3:30 p.m., and the finals 30 minutes following the completion of the 200-meter preliminaries. Smith Center held the MCL League meet. Team scores: Hoxie won the women's side 104, Smith Center second 75, Hill City third 74, Ellis 59, Phillipsburg 51, Oakley 46, Trigo Community 43, Norton Community 39, Plainville 31, Russell 18, Thomas More Prep Marion 17. On the boys' side, it was the Smith Center Redmen who continue to compete and win varsity track and field meets as they won the MCL with 128 points, beating Phillipsburg, who had 86. Norton also had 86. Plainville 74. Trigo Community 56. Oakley 38. Hoxie 31. Thomas More Prep 23. Hill City 20. Russell 9. And Ellis 7. Cole McKelvey, Carson McKelvey, Madison Hallen, and Gavin Hickert were dominant, winning their events yesterday in Smith Center. For complete results of all track and field meets, go to sunflowerstateradio.com under sports. We thank our own Derek Nestor out of Kansas City, who put the website together and is building an excellent sports page. Don't miss Coach's Rewind tonight. Pike Valley golf coach Brett Melby talks about his own son, Bentley Melby, a freshman who is a 7-for-7 in winning championships in golf on sand greens. He talks about his son, talks about the team's ability at state golf in a couple weeks at Mankato at the Mankato Country Club. Talks a little about football and the possibility about adding baseball to Pike Valley.
At Central Valley Ag, every operation is more than a business. It's a legacy. That's why Central Valley Ag delivers trusted agronomy, grain marketing, feed solutions, and energy products designed to help farmers and ranchers succeed season after season. From expert seed and crop input recommendations to smart grain marketing backed by local knowledge and global reach, Central Valley Ag helps producers make confident decisions. Add in fuel, feed, fertilizer, crop protection, and precision tools, and it's a full lineup built to support agriculture from the ground up. With locations across Iowa, Kansas, and Nebraska, Central Valley Ag remains committed to the communities it serves. Learn more at cvacoop.com.
Wakanda Boats in Glen Alder, Kansas and Republican City, Nebraska is ready to get you on the water. Just in StarCraft Fishing Pontoons, 20 or 22 foot. Use boats, they've got plenty. Need something special? They'll order it. Plus, 180-month in-house financing is available. Mini rebate and military discounts available now. Call or stop in to one of our locations to learn more. And don't forget, our large lineup of fishing gear, boat gearing, tubes, boards, skis, and Coast Guard approved life jackets. WakandaBoats.com. Let's get you on the water.
Looking for durable, stylish dining furniture built to last? Come to Domini's Furniture in Downs. Open 9 to 5 Tuesday through Friday and 9 to 4 on Saturdays. Domini's is the largest chrome craft dealer in a 5-state area featuring a showroom with 21 sets and over 120 chairs in stock. Choose from beautiful finishes like chestnut, walnut, stainless steel, or black nickel, plus a variety of easy-to-clean fabrics and vinyl. With laminated tables in all sizes and chrome craft's industry-leading swivel, tilt, and caster features, you'll find quality and comfort that stands the test of time. Visit Domini Furniture today, where great value meets lasting quality. Lake Fest is lighting up Wakanda Lake this July 4th. It's Wakanda Lake's Got Talent. Step into the spotlight, show off your talent, and compete for cash prizes. Sing, dance, perform, whatever your talent is, this is your moment to shine. Not a competitor? You're still invited to come out and entertain and be part of the excitement. And there's more. There will also be a call for art at the Wakanda Visitor Center, inviting local artists to showcase their work and creativity for everyone to enjoy. To sign up for talent or get details, contact Lydia at 785-545-4489 or email glenelderradio@gmail.com. Lake Fest 2026. Wakanda Lake's Got Talent. Bring your talent, bring your art, bring the celebration. For 80 years, Cunningham Fiber has been connecting Kansas, and more importantly, connecting with you. And now it's time to say thanks in the tastiest way possible. You're invited to the Customer Appreciation Hot Dog Feed, where the food is free and the gratitude is piled high. They're serving up hot dogs fresh off the grill, chips, cookies, and bottled water from 11 to 1. Make plans to stop by Tuesday, May 5th in Glen Elder, Friday, May 8th in Beloit, Wednesday, May 13th in Belleville, or Friday, May 15th in Concordia. Come hungry, bring a friend, and celebrate 80 years of service, smiles, and staying connected with Cunningham Fiber.
KD Country 94, country's greatest hits.